And today, Vice President Kamala Harris remains in Pittsburgh for debate preps. Millions of residents in the South and Western states remain under heat alerts, and flood watches remain along the Gulf Coast due to a slow-moving storm. This is ABC News. Christophorus. Boeing's troubled Starliner spacecraft making a successful uncrewed return from the International Space Station, but two astronauts remain at the ISS until February.
The capsule landing in a New Mexico desert 6 hours after departing the International Space Station.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
Bringing an end to its disappointing test mission to the orbiting outpost. The Boeing spacecraft forced to leave its two astronauts behind. NASA saying the Starliner encountered some problems during re-entry, but landed on target. Boeing not attending the news conference, instead releasing a statement saying in part, "We will review the data and determine the next steps for the program."
ABC's Morgan Norwood. At least four people are dead in Vietnam and dozens injured after a typhoon made landfall along the north coast. It's the most powerful typhoon in a decade to impact Southeast Asia. Winds are topping 92 miles per hour. Yesterday, the super typhoon hit an island south of mainland China. Michelle Franzini.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The analysis predicts these savings will benefit nearly 50,000 Wisconsinites next year. Other IRA provisions have already kicked in, including a $35 cap on monthly insulin costs for Medicare recipients. Bowen says the pending out-of-pocket changes mean older people dealing with health issues such as diabetes will get much-needed relief when refilling their prescriptions. Collectively, he says these moves should get to the core of the cost issue consumer advocates have been talking about for years.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials to sometimes cover the cost.
Last month, the Biden administration unveiled price reduction agreements for the first group of Medicare-covered drugs included in negotiations with manufacturers. The lower cost of those drugs takes effect in 2026. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 45. Sunshine, 75 for your Sunday. Sunday night, clear mid 50s. Monday, a little warmer, low 80s on tap, and 82 for Tuesday.
Currently, 56 degrees.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
We'll be back Monday morning with weather from meteorologist Brittany Merlot, and she's Kurdnik. Plus, Shannon from the new community shelter stops in to talk about the upcoming bowl-a-thon. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. I'm your host, Charlie Behrens, and we are powered by Everlight Solar. Here's today's episode. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for my conversation with the great Leroy Butler. The chairs, they used to be over there, if you remember.
Yes, go man, Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
It was different.
Yeah, it was different when you and Gilbert were here. We turned around the deal. This is new. Hannah made this. Do you like this?
What is
it? It's a loon. Do you like loons? Roy?
A loon. Is it a duck?
It's a duck in a tuxedo. Okay.
I keep telling you, I'm a city slicker.
I
don't know these terms.
Well,
but educate me. What?
A loon is a water bird.
Okay.
Typically, they don't even go on land. Their feet can't handle land.
Oh.
So they're really water birds, and they're very sensitive to things. They're sensitive water birds from up north.
They're also the Minnesota state bird.
Minnesota state bird.
Oh, that's why I don't know.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vikings, I mean.
On our way up here, on our way up the stairs.
Yes.
You made a comment.
Yes.
To me.
Observation.
An observation. What was that again?
Well, this is emotional. Because you're 36 now.
37.
It's my number. Remember, we're going to stick to 36.
I like that. I'm 36 forever now.
There you go. Now you learn.
Mm-hmm.
I be watching everything about people I like. He's coming up the stairs, and he does the Justin Bieber, the way he goes through his hair, like a perk commercial, and he shakes it. I said, what's going on with the hair? He just bust out laughing.
What? You didn't even say, hello, how you doing? Nice to see you. Yeah, nice to see you too, man. What's up with that hair?
Because you could be going through something, and I want to check on you.
Well, do you think this is like a midlife crisis?
No, you're there. No. You got too many siblings for that.
I do. Yeah, I do have a lot of siblings. But you can have a lot of siblings.
No, I like it, though. What? So did you...
Do you?
Bleach it?
No.
Did you?
No. Does it look more blonde?
It looks more blonde.
Okay. That's probably just a summer sun kissing the hair. It's sun-kissed.
Summer sun kissing the hair.
Mm-hmm.
People in Manitowoc don't talk like that.
Well, I'm not technically from there, so.
Well, just go along with it.
Okay.
So is that true that, like, white people hair get bleached in the sun? Is that a myth?
No, I mean, the sun will do that.
Yes.
Yeah, the sun, if it hits anything, it fades it.
Yes.
So my hair is like a brownish. And then in the summer,
yes,
it gets a little blondish.
I've been knowing you for what? 10 years, I think, give or take. And I never noticed.
10 years?
I think.
2020.
No, we've been knowing each other longer than that.
Okay.
Well, I take that back.
Okay.
I've seen 13 of your shows.
Ah.
So you grew on me.
It feels like.
Yes.
You've known me.
Grew on me.
Yeah.
Because I always laugh at the same parts. And don't ask me which parts.
Oh, no, I would never do that.
But... it's amazing.
You know, if you could cut my hair anyway, how would you choose to cut it?
Great question.
Yeah.
I'd give you a mullet.
A mug?
A mullet.
Oh, a mullet?
You look like Joe Dirt.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Do you think I could pull off a mullet?
Well, see, when you're handsome, you can pull off anything.
Oh, was that your long way of calling me handsome?
Well, you're my guy. I mean...
So thanks, okay, man.
But the mullet,
yeah,
from the back,
mm-hmm,
makes you look cool.
Yeah.
Like Con Air.
Oh, yeah.
When Nicolas Cage got the tank top on.
Nick Cage was cool in that movie.
Tag him in this. Tag him.
Yeah, he'll reshare this for
he
sure.
He got his hair. He's running in slow motion. And then all of a sudden, he talks like something stuck in his throat.
Yeah.
I'll be back for you to get the doll. Remember the guy had the doll and he was going to give it to his daughter and they were up in the plane fighting and the guy was being disrespectful. And then he was like always talking like that.
He's got such a weird way of talking.
Yeah, man.
Get Caleb. That's not that movie, is it?
It don't matter.
Don't matter.
Something he said.
Yeah.
Let the audience figure out what movie it is.
Could you do an impression of me?
No, but I tried.
You tried?
Yeah, it doesn't go well.
Okay.
Okay. The reason why I tell you that you're funny, there it is.
Oh, yeah. That's not, is that a full-on mullet, though? That's kind of just a long-haired, scraggly man.
If you can't see your back neck, it's a mullet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Don't want a ponytail, it wouldn't work.
Well, mullet is kind of like shorter here.
It's technically. Evolved. It's
evolved. You're right.
Yeah, it's evolved.
There's a spectrum of mullets.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you should grow one.
Well, I'll take that into consideration.
Yes.
How have you been?
Oh, busy.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's football season.
It is football season. The Green Bay Packers are starting their season this week in Brazil.
Yes.
Now, you're on the board over at the Packers, right?
That don't mean nothing.
Okay. That don't mean nothing. Well, your name is inside Lambeau Field. Mm. That means something.
Now, that means something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. That means I can get you.
Yeah.
Free tickets.
That's really nice of you.
You and other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? There's a cool thing about it, though. My son, who is my favorite.
You always say your son is your favorite.
Yeah, because, you know, I have six daughters.
I know. And they're not traumatized by that at all.
Well, I hope they are.
Okay.
Because he's named after me.
Yeah.
And he's the only boy. And he's the baby.
Yeah.
And he does everything I tell him to do.
I mean,
the girls don't do that.
No.
You've met them. If I tell you to meet a guy who doesn't have a tattoo on his face, who doesn't have cornrows, and it needs to be done, though, and his pants are sagging down to his thigh, he has a 400 credit score, don't do that. So what do you think they bring home?
That guy. So you're not happy with the men that your daughters are choosing these days, huh?
One of them, yes.
One of them.
One of the six, yes.
Does the guy know that you're not very happy with him?
No, I actually like him, but the other ones that they're dating.
He likes one. He doesn't like five.
Yeah.
I see.
Yes.
But
he is a Viking fan.
Oh.
But he was born in Minneapolis.
You can't help it then.
But the rest of them? I said, why didn't you do what your mother did?
Right.
Date up. Not down. I saved your mother's life. Honey, these are jokes. This is Charlie making me do this. I'm reading a prompter.
I think she can't have your ass if she hears that, you know.
She knows. Trust me, she would not believe me over Charlie. No.
Genesis is great.
She is great. And I tell them the same thing. Talk to your mom, because I was married once.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the second one's always the best.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Until you get married a third time. But we get along fantastic. We do. My ex-wife, we had three kids together, L'Oreal, Gabrielle, and Danielle, all the L's.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest daughter, Sharon, her mother is named Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest daughter, she's actually 38 years old. That's why I said I could be your dad.
Yeah, you could.
Because I just turned 56. It did change my life, though, really, because you got a daughter, you grow into college, that's a baby, and then you go in the NFL, you get married, and you think everything's going to work out, and it doesn't, but it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to grow and do her own thing, and she did that, and then I met Genesis, and now this is amazing, because when I met Genesis, she's a teller. You know the story.
Bank teller, yeah.
She's a teller. I go in. This is like 06. And I'm thinking, I give her a check, you cash it. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around, talking to people. Turn back, she's staring at me. She said, I need two forms of ID. I said, she can't have the internet. Because everybody know the Lambo leave. I mean, maybe a Hall of Famer in the future. Like, only play for the Packers, the cutest Packer. Nothing. She ain't moving. So I give it to her. So she goes in the back to the manager and says, can you sign off on the check? She said, yeah, what's wrong? Well, I don't, this guy, wants to catch. Oh, that's Leroy Butler. Oh my God. I said, okay, manager, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm thinking I'm in there now. Uh-huh. She came back, she was very nice and she looked amazing. But she had also went through a divorce.
Ah, okay.
So when we went on our second date, to fast forward the story, she said, I got some bad news. I have two babies. Maria was two,
mm-hmm.
Sarah was one.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the guys she met, once she said she had two kids, they're out. They don't want to be bothered. I'm not taking care of somebody else's kids. They left. I said, okay, I got some worse news. I got four. And we both start laughing. And we have a very blended family. And we have a son together.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I tell that story, because I think it's important for people to know you outside of the uniform, to let somebody who's going through a divorce, you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've went through it. But I made sure the kids... You got to be like Ricky Bobby. Two birthdays, two Christmases. That's how the kids were like, okay, I don't care if you date Cal. I don't care. But we're getting two of everything. Because you want the kids, the mental health of the kids not to affect them.
Yeah, right.
And that's why it's important for me to always people to know more about me and my wife, to be transparent about it. Because I think you can help a couple that's thinking about it. Because people say, well, you know what? You haven't failed. You just get a reset and you learn about you.
Mm.
And I think that's what makes our relationship just tremendous. But the girls are truly amazing and they're all grown now.
Yeah.
So
what do you think? Awesome. What do you think's the number one thing you learned about yourself in your divorce?
Oh, great question.
Thank you.
I'm the therapist, though.
You're the therapist. Don't turn that on me.
I did go to school at Florida State to be a therapist. You know what? I learned that it ain't about me. And every day is a vacation.
Wow.
And I would drill it down like this. I'm going to have bad days, but you will never know it. Nope. I'm not going to let you... take or rob me of my happiness. Because people go to my wife, is he always like this? Yes. Because my grandmother told me that when I was a kid, poverty, braces on your legs, not having your only good meals at school, and you're a single parent. My mom raised five kids by herself, and all those kids were supposed to be criminals because there's not a father in the house.
Mm.
But it's not true. I chose my hero, and it was my mom and my grandparents. And my grandmother used to always say that. Every day is a vacation. Even if you believe it or not, it ain't up to you as long as I believe it.
Yeah.
As long as I believe. Cause sometimes Charlie gets embarrassed when I tell him he's my favorite comedian. All I want him to know is that I believe it. I don't care about the hundreds of thousands of people. Because if I believe it, you're going to believe it.
Mm.
So that's what I learned. Because you don't, you just think that people are going to say this, your second wife, and what happened? Did you cheat? Did she cheat? Did you steal? Did she steal? They always go to the negative part of it.
Right.
So two things could be true. I learned that every single day is a vacation. And to make it go full circle, Coach Holmgren said this to me. I'll never forget it. He was talking to the team in 96, the year we went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he said, everybody has a bad day. I'd say, whoa, this is my language. What's coming? It's a comma coming, right? And it was coming, but an exclamation point. Everybody has a bad day. And he paused. Everybody's like, what's going on? But just make sure it's not on Sunday or Monday. Those are game days.
Mm-hmm.
You can have bad days Monday through Saturday. Yeah, who cares? I mean, well, not Monday, because we play Monday night. And the Packers play on Friday. We didn't have these games. Mm-hmm. It was just on Saturday and Sunday. And he was basically saying, concentrate mentally on the game. Get you through the tough practices. So realistically, somebody, you're not going to have a great day every day. I don't know about you. I'm just telling you about me. I learned that about myself because I get therapy once a week for the last 26 years.
Nice. Never you're a therapy guy, huh?
In person or on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't missing.
Yeah.
I have four of them, by the way.
You have four therapists?
Yes. Because one of them, white guy.
Yeah.
Wants to swim with sharks. Jump out a plane to a volcano. Black people ain't doing that.
Right. And chances are it might not go well for him one of those times. So you got to have a backup roster.
He's been great.
Yeah.
He's been great. He loves that joke, by the way. He's just a thrill seeker type.
Yeah.
He'll see a tarantula and just pick it up.
Ah, one of those guys.
Why are you doing that? So I said, I better get another one just in case.
Yeah.
His sister is a therapist.
Uh-huh.
She's more of a relationship therapist.
Okay.
That sometimes she's the one got me into what me and my wife do. You're going to get upset, separate for 20 minutes. After that 20 minutes, I don't care who's wrong. Just forget about it. You don't even need to apologize. Because you're married, you love each other, mm-hmm. but you disagree. And we get upset sometimes, but after 20 minutes, it's over. And it's hard. But then again, no, it's not, because I ain't leaving my wife. She got 800 credit score. With her 800 and my 400, that's six. I ain't leaving that.
You said you didn't want your daughters dating someone with a 400 credit
that's
score.
That's them. Me? So I married up.
There you go. Right? You married up.
Can't get another 400. Well, we going to live it up here? Stay in Charlie's house.
Hey, it's a futon right there for you. Anytime you want.
Futon's a trigger. We'll talk about that the next show.
Got it.
But no, you have to, and the reason why it's a good question, Charlie, because people have to learn themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't know.
So you would learn that every day is a vacation?
Every day.
What do you mean by that, every day is a vacation?
To drill it down is that if I ever have a bad day, nobody will know.
Well, so
I got to be positive to affect every room I go in.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody could be having one.
Yeah.
I'm going to brighten this day.
Wow. So you're just, yes. I mean, first of all, if you're having a bad day, no one else knows. That's nope. Very Midwest of you, just shoving it deep down.
Yeah.
I like that. But then also, it seems like your job, as you see it, is to just serve others with sort of happiness.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what Jesus did.
That is what Jesus did.
You have to lead. When you lead, you never look behind you.
Mm.
You don't look to see who it is, what they look like, who they dating. What the hair looks like, I apologize.
Hey, it looks good, according to me.
You don't. You just lead.
Yeah.
So I love that about people. So every room I go into, I try to affect it some kind of way. And I think that's what therapy teaches you, because you give them the bad stuff. You go and tell them all the bad stuff, and you just press clear, and you're out. And it could be for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, two, just something to look forward to, because I have something bad that I really want to talk about. I don't want to put that on people. Mm. Let the therapist handle it. Even the therapists have therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you hear a lot of negative stuff.
Right.
You got to know how to, I can't say this word, compartmentalize. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's why God made women smarter than men. I can't say it or spell it. You got to, how do I do that? That's why I like talking to you, because it's not a structure or a script, because that's a trigger for me, having a learning disability with prompters. Mm. And knowing to follow something. So when I did my Hall of Fame speech, it was a teacher. And as you know, I love teachers. Mm-hmm. More than anything, I went to him because I think, you know, people say it takes a real man to admit a failure. That's not. It takes a man or a woman to admit he needs help. Because we're supposed to know everything. But no, I need help. And I think it's refreshing for a young man, a former teacher, to know he's going to help a Hall of Famer with his speech. Don't be narcissistic. Oh, I don't need any help. And you sound terrible.
Yeah.
No, help me sound platinum.
So for those who don't know, what is your learning disability?
Oh, my God. Well, how long do we have? Well, it's dyslexia. Mm. Depression, couldn't focus. They thought I was colorblind, but I just couldn't spell magenta. Why isn't it just white, brown, yellow? But my teacher would laugh. But she said, he's not colorblind, but reading at a level that's not up to your par was an issue. Mm. I read slow, so I would get bullied. And then my teacher was like, I tell you what, everybody stand up, face the back of the room. I did the same thing. She said, no, you face me. And she said, now read. No one's looking at me. I was able to read. So she said, oh, in your mind, you have anxiety, but she didn't use that particular word. I learned the word. You're thinking people are going to say, oh, he read too slow, so he is not very smart. She said, forget about that. You read and articulate and say it clear, so who's ever hearing you is going to understand what you're saying, because you're from the South and you have a Southern dialect. To me, that was brilliant, because every time I got up to read, I'm like, oh boy, they're gonna laugh. Oh, they're gonna laugh. And then she said, you remember? You told me you wanted to play in the NFL. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you know these kids? They're fans. I said, okay, what do you mean? They're fans. When you go on the road, they're gonna say some real weird stuff. So you see the mouths moving, but you can't hear it. So I want you to concentrate. And I want to hear every letter and every word. My teacher cured a lot of the disabilities, because, you know, back then with poverty, you can't go to the doctors or get mental health help. You had to just kind of fight through it.
Right.
But my teachers I love them, because their therapists, financial advisors, everybody, I mean, they do everything for me, and they really helped me. Even to this day, it's okay to tell somebody that you have anxiety with prompters, because the faster you read, the lines go faster. But what if you want to improvise? It just keeps going. Now you're off track. Mm. See, and I have claustrophobia. As you know, I don't like elevators, because that's the worst place. The doors are never going to open. Yes, they will. But in my mind, they won't open. Mm. So I didn't like limousines. You know, when I got—
Because you're way, way far back, and there's—
Somebody else is in control.
Yeah.
The windows are up.
It's a control thing, huh?
I can't control the plane, but that don't bother me. But those are all the disabilities as a kid that most people wouldn't even talk about.
Mm.
Because you're supposed to be a tough guy. You're supposed to be a tough guy. Well, I'd rather be a soft guy and free than a tough guy and in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be as soft as possible so I'm free to do what I want to do.
Yeah. So then those are all things that you kind of had to learn, like, as you grew up and everything. And yes. But the teachers were the ones that kind of, like, helped you see that. Is that?
Yes. Yes. That's why in my speech, I put two of my teachers in my speech.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon.
T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bill.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10-10, 10-5, touchdown, touchdown, and the Badgers win it.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And welcome inside Camp Randall Stadium. I'm Mike Keller. Matt LePay joins me in a moment. It's another opportunity for the Badgers to impress right here on their home turf. Many felt the opening game, a 28-14 win over Western Michigan in week one, was lacking in certain areas. The most glaring statistic, 82 offensive plays, and none of them measured 20 yards. So that is an issue when you don't have explosive plays in the offense. Big plays can make a difference. So we welcome you to week two and a visit from the Coyotes of South Dakota. Before we talk about what lays in wait from South Dakota, let's look back at the opener. And the voice of the Badgers is Matt LePay. And that would have been the issue. A lot of sustained drives a week ago. The 16-play variety was impressive. But the big plays help make a big difference in college football games.
Yeah, it really does. It just is, you know, Mark Tauscher's talked about this, you know, through the years we've discussed this. You know, the 16-play drives are good now and then, but it's hard to have that over and over, hard to rely on that. And, you know, when your biggest run is 12, your biggest pass play is 17, it's tough. It's almost like squeezing blood from a turnip just to try. And then when they get into the red zone, they had a lot of issues early finishing. They were able to do that in the fourth quarter, to the Badgers' credit. That's been one of the big emphases, as you know, since Luke Fickell arrived. You know, play, you know, be at your best in the fourth quarter. And the Badgers got some help, to be sure, on the muffed punt, but they took advantage. They pounced on it. They drove 20 yards for a score and then 50 yards after a fourth and one stop. But Luke Fickell is tall. He hasn't danced around it. Yeah, you need to get some big plays if you can on offense. Hopefully they'll be able to get a few of those here today.
His opening locker room salvo, as I'm just outside waiting to talk to him afterwards, that was the message, was about, hey, we found a way to finish by whatever means necessary, regardless of how we got there. We'll fix that later. But when they did get there, they did have fourth quarter answers. They finished that drive after the muff punt. They got a 2-point conversion after, and then they, you know, stopped Western Michigan on the drive and took the game over.
Yeah, and the other thing too, and it's something that I understand, it's hard for fans in the Big Ten to buy into this, but I'll get to the point here. Luke Fickell has talked about, you know, some those MAC teams. Sometimes you got to be a little leery of them. And I say that because at half at Penn State, right. Penn State, a team that many believe is a playoff caliber type of team, it's losing to Bowling Green 24-20 at the half. I mean, Bowling Green is moving the rock in the first half. And when you think Penn State, you don't necessarily think shootout football, but that might be unfolding. So, you know, 4 years ago, Mike, and when the season finally started after the COVID delays, Graham Mertz throws for 5 touchdown passes, and Patrick Mahomes is tweeting about it, and then there's a pause. They go to Michigan and put a beat down on Michigan, and boy, we got some Heisman candidates here, and then everything changed. So I guess the moral of the story is I understand concern from a fan standpoint. Totally understand it. But at the same time, really good, really bad, anywhere in between, I'd pump the brakes on making real big-time judgments based on what happened in week one.
They're going to make some big-time judgments up in Ann Arbor if things continue to go the way they are right now. Texas leads 17-3 with 23 seconds left in the second quarter, and it's second and goal at Michigan 6 for the Longhorns to punch in yet another score. That'll raise some eyebrows.
It will. Michigan has had such dramatic turnover from the head coach on. You know, the severe personnel turnover from last year to this. This is the kind of game that, you know, to be honest, would have made more sense last year or 2 years ago. But, you know, Michigan is still, it's Michigan. So when in doubt, you're going to project the Wolverines to be really good. And they're, as you said, they're just approaching halftime right now. But Texas, a team, you know, based on what it did last year, the expectations are very high. And it would be a huge check mark for the SEC. Yes, Texas and the SEC if the Horns can go in there and finish the deal at the Big House.
Matt, let me bring you back here. Tyler Van Dyke, his first start, not his first start. He's had a lot of starts in college football. First start here, we all saw it. There were some moments that were up for grabs, some 50-50 balls I'm sure he wants back. Your assessment as you look back this week and talk to coaches?
Yeah, particularly, Mike, to your point in the red zone. I mean, there were no interceptions statistically, maybe in the minds of Tyler and the staff. It really could have been at least a couple in there. And yet we also saw the arm strength, the good fastball, the delivery. I thought a really impressive play was when he's rolling out to his right and it looks like he's starting to go to the turf and angles a pass to Tretch Kekahuna. So you could see what is appealing about Tyler Van Dyke, and you can see areas where he'd be the first to tell you he needs to get better. You know, he talked about, as Luke Fickell did after the game, they saw some defensive looks out of Western Michigan that they had not been able to prepare for because their first-year coordinator had not shown that in the past. But, you know, they still – and they also wanted to establish the running game. But as we've said a lot of times, you know, unless you've got a JT or a Melvin Gordon, you know, but even those guys, there was a passing threat here. Sometimes the best friend of a running game advancing to a next level is the threat of a good passing attack, and we're still waiting to see that.
We all know who comes in here a week from today in Alabama, but what does this team, what does Wisconsin have to do to make sure they handle their coyote business today in South Dakota?
You know, talking with Luke during the week, it's fundamentals, mm-hmm. which sounds like Barry Alvarez, sure. Barry Alvarez. Just, you know, do what you do. Don't get sloppy. Kind of reverting back, still want to be able to establish the running game. But I think here today, Luke talked about it on his radio show. What's the thing we got to do? Well, big plays. That's kind of a captain obvious. And see if they can get some things done, through the air. Get Tyler going. Get these receivers going early. And I always wonder, too, Mike, you know, the first throw to Will Pauling last Friday was a drop. He doesn't do that very often. And I think even in warm-ups, one of the first throws to him was a drop. And I don't know if that gets into you a little bit. A couple things looked out of sync in the game. There are another couple throws that went off a shoulder pad of a guy and maybe catchable balls that weren't. But just be able to pose a threat, more of a threat, throwing the ball. I know the statistics, it looked balanced, the total yards passing versus running. But you still want to be able to – hopefully today and moving forward, show an ability to stretch the field.
Texas up 24-3 now at the half. Ooh. They punch it in and make the extra point. So it's a 21-point lead for the Longhorns at the break at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Let me ask you about Wisconsin's defense from a week ago. Again, one of the emphases in the offseason was to get to disrupt the quarterback, to get in the backfield, TFLs, get after the other team's quarterback. Didn't probably do it enough for their liking.
Yeah, rushing four. You know, it wasn't like they were blitz happy in the game. Elijah Hills finally got to the quarterback. Elijah, one of the defensive linemen, one of the transfers. And I think also they did a nice job of getting the ball out of the hands of the quarterback last week. But, yeah, I think that's something they would want to ramp up. And the other thing, again, if you look at a stat sheet, you see Western Michigan was like 3.6 per rush. Mm-hmm. It felt like more than that. It seemed like they were able to move the ball and at least prevent Wisconsin from getting, you know, really seizing momentum of a game. They had one long drive all night. They took advantage of a Wisconsin turnover and able to punch it in on a short field. But they I think for this Wisconsin team, you know, being able to heat up a quarterback is obviously important for anybody, but try to be a little more stout against the run. They had 1-3 and out last week. It was a limited possession game, but I think they would like to see this run defense tighten up as well.
Let me finish with this away from football, or a little football involvement. The Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame induction was last night. You're obviously front and center in Tarik Sala, one of those going in. But all the great athletes, we talk about this every year because you get to learn some stories about some athletes that you just didn't know that are awfully interesting and fun and impressive.
Yeah, it really. And the thing is, in a general sense too, Mike, is that they are all really touched by this. If it's Tarik Sala, if it's Donnell Thompson, Pete Waite, the former volleyball coach. I mean, the list goes on and on. Women's hockey, again, really well represented in this Hall of Fame class. Mark Laporte, a goalkeeper. Hard to believe it was over 40 years ago now, where he helped his team get into the NCAA, get into the postseason, and really elevate the status of that sport from club to varsity level. You know, a decathlete, you know, a national champion decathlete, James Dunkelberger as well. And you learn a lot about, I mean, for me, with the focus that I have in my position, but you learn about the athletes in other sports. But the main thing that I always get out of it is how much it means to them, their teammates, their families. Maria Pienka, Maria Neubauer, when she was here, All-American tennis player. She's been in athletics administration here for a number of years. It had deep meaning for her. So those nights are special, and it's a chance for, very selfishly, just seeing some folks you don't get to see all that often. A couple of assistants under Barry, Kevin Cosgrove, John Palermo, were here last night, among other dignitaries. So it was a lot of fun to catch up with all those guys last
Fantastic.
Night.
Fantastic. And a lot of alum are in town for that purpose this weekend. Still to come, the Badgers on the Badgers pregame show. We'll hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, and we'll visit with Jesse Temple from The Athletic. But when we continue, we'll take a look at today's opponent, South Dakota, the voice of the Coyotes, John Thayer. He'll join me next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium on a beautiful day. Temperatures will be in the low to mid 60s, a little windy, but very few, if any, clouds. South Dakota won their opener a week ago against Northern State 45-3. The Coyotes are ranked sixth in the FCS polls, located in Vermilion, South Dakota. Coyotes joined Division I in 2008. Since then, they have played 12 games against Power 5 schools, going 1-11. The win over Minnesota in 2010. They've also suffered some close losses, 3 points at K-State in 2018, and again by 3 points at Kansas in 2021. We welcome in John Thayer, the voice of the Coyotes, and the South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year Award winner. Congratulations on that. This is pretty cool coming in here. You were just talking to Matt, our broadcaster, and these trips, you make them on occasion, obviously once a year trying to play a Power 5. And how is that handled on the player's side, coach's side, when you see a team like Wisconsin or like Kansas a few years ago or other Power 5 schools?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, you know, it's an interesting dynamic because these players are going to walk into this stadium and it's bigger than where we play, right? Yeah, and we got some other venues that we play in, and they're loud. And, you know, North Dakota State, the Fargo Dome, 19,000 people. But it's indoors, so it's super loud. So I think, like, the sound standpoint, they kind of know what to expect type of deal. But they also know they're going up against a team that they're supposed to lose to, right? That's just how these games are built. But at the end of the day, you know, these guys try to go into it with the mindset, look, it's still a football game. We all play the game, and we just got to do our you know, do our job and see what happens.
There are a lot of Power 5 schools who would say, do not schedule a team that has Dakota in their name because of North Dakota State, South Dakota State, and what you guys do. Why is that? Why has the football been so good, especially in those three college programs?
Yeah, I think with South Dakota and North Dakota, we're still catching up a little bit, and our program has certainly got there. But North Dakota State for so long was the national title of contender every single year, and South Dakota State has put themselves in there. And you know, I think it's just one of those things that we embrace it in the Dakotas. It's what we have. We don't have professional sports teams in those states, and so they're trying to make these schools be everything. And the fans have certainly supported it. And you know, of the four Division I Dakota schools, three of them play inside. One still plays outside. They get a little attendance issues in November. But, you know, it's just – I think the commitment is there. I think the support is there from the fans, from the administration, things like that. And it's really helped our programs dive in and take the next step.
On the field, one of the things that was really impressive in week one is special teams, both a kick and a punt return for a touchdown. Has that been one of the strengths, or was it an opening week? You know, obviously it's a point of emphasis, something you did really well in game one.
Yeah, I think it's something that we feel pretty good about for the most part. I mean, the issue in special teams was missing two field goals. Will Leyland missed a couple last week, and he didn't miss it all last year. And then you have Zeke Mata, who kicked the first field goal for us, 52 yards. He'd been at LSU, played in the, I think it was a Citrus Bowl maybe, against Purdue, but that was his first career field goal. Leigh was on our team last year, Just did kickoffs. So we'll see how they handle that. But from the return standpoint, I mean, Keandre Jones-Logan has incredible speed, and he's not very big. His dad played at the University of South Dakota. Stephon Logan had a great career in the Canadian Football League, and he's just got lightning speed. And then you have Carter Bell, who returned that punt for a touchdown, and Carter's a guy who's probably going to fair catch more times than not, but, you know, he glanced down a couple of times there, and he saw that whole left side open up, and he took that return. So I think we've got the guys, certainly the skill guys and the speed to – have more of those this year, more opportunities, but we'll see how it goes.
You play out of the Missouri Valley Conference. 7 of the top 25 in the FCS rankings right now are from the Missouri Valley Conference. So once you get into conference play, it is very competitive and high level as well.
Yeah, it is. It's brutal schedule. And, you know, even when you get a team that's not ranked in the top 25, it's not really a down game in this league. I mean, there's very few teams that you can go to. You know, last year, Indiana State wasn't great. We went there. We were having a good year. And won, what was it, like 14? I mean, we won by a touchdown or something like that. There's just nothing going on. And I think the defenses in this league have been really, really good. And we found certainly some offensive skill guys that have been able to step up.
For today to be good for the Coyotes, what has to happen?
Yeah, I think our offensive line is going to have to be really good and find a way to establish the running game. I think our running backs are extremely deep. They're really good. Travis Tice has been there in his sixth year now, and Charles Pierre over the last year and a half has really shown his ability. So we're going to see him. But don't sleep on LJ Phillips Jr. either. He could come into the game and be effective. He played one game really last year and had 93 yards and a couple of scores at Western Illinois. So I think that South Dakota has to be able to run the football. It's never easy against a Power 5 team, a Big 10 team, but I think they have to find a way to establish the run game. And if they can do that, you know, you start to methodically use some of that clock and long drives and things like that. And there's no question, a school like us, we have to shorten the game a little bit against a team like Wisconsin.
John Thayer, a pleasure. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
John Thayer, South Dakota, the voice of the Coyotes. When we come back, our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, as we hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. That's next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Back with you at Camp Randall. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. The Badgers in South Dakota kick off just after 2:30 today. Wisconsin celebrating its Athletics Hall of Fame class induction this weekend. 12-member class included Tarek Sala and Donnell Thompson from football, along with hockey's Adam Burrish, track and field's James Dunkelberger, Gina Panagetti swimming, soccer's Mark Laporte, Megan Reed, and Alec Rigsby-Cavallini from women's hockey, Maria Neubauer from tennis, John Jagger hockey, along with former volleyball coach Pete Waite, and of course Herb Cole. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LaPay.
It's time for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions, no matter your shipment size. Game number two, and it was last night when the University of Wisconsin welcomed its newest Hall of Fame class, one dozen very deserving members joining it, including a couple of guys you knew pretty well, Tarek Sala and Donnell Thompson, particularly Donnell, but teammates really of both, of Tarek and Donnell, and 10 others. I mean, Barry said this, you say the same thing, one of the best jobs as an AD, making those phone calls, and the reactions, they're all thrilled, and I'm sure there's some pretty good stories through the years, too, with those calls.
Yeah, there are a lot of good stories, and I agree. It's one of my favorite things to be able to do in the role. I think for all kinds of reasons, you know, the reaction that you get on the other end of that call varies widely from tears of joy, disbelief, surprise. You know, this year one of our inductees thought I was making a fundraising call and was reluctant to even take my call in the first place. But so there's always good stories. But, you know, when you think about the stories we heard last night at the ceremony, it's an opportunity to sit and hear the stories of really successful people. And usually those stories don't come without some form of overcoming of adversity or challenge. And so it's just an inspiring night. It's one of my favorite events of the year because you get to sit front row and hear about winning, but not just winning in the sport. Like, the characteristics that those folks have are really inspiring.
One of the fun things for me, just as an observer of this, if it's this year's class, if it was the class that you were a part of several years ago, and go back even further, how emotionally invested all of these Hall of Famers are, be they players, coaches, friends of the program, how emotionally invested they are into this current season,
right? Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when you have that level of commitment to your program and to this university and to this athletic department and to the people that make it up, you're obviously engaged at a really, really high level, and you want to see the program be successful in whatever sport that may be for the long haul. And so that causes you to pay really close attention. And you know, the ability for our Hall of Fame inductees to be around our current players in each of those sports, there's something to that. There's some wisdom, there's some inspiration that that is contagious than that.
All right, that is Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right, thank you, Matt. When our pregame show continues, we'll have our Badgers in the NFL update brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your